in Maariv, so you can't just say a short bracha of Havineinu, because then there wouldn't be a place to say Havdalah. Since you have to say Havdalah, therefore you have to say complete bracha of Chayin and Hadas, therefore you have to say 18 complete brachas. But our koponim is see clearly, you do have to daven Maariv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, you have to daven a regular Maariv, a regular 18 brachas. Why? Because since you have to make Havdalah, so you have to make the bracha Chayin and Hadas, you have Havdalah in Chayin and Hadas. So you have to make a special bracha. So I call upon you, you see, not like Rav, you see clearly, you have to daven Maariv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So what says Tanoi, so Machlokes Tanoim, the Rashi, Potra Nilo es Shalarvas Oloi. Does Nilo pati you or not? The Tanya we learned. Kol Chayve Tfilois, whoever has the chiv to go to the mikvah, is Toivlun Kedar Kim Yom HaKippurim. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on the day of Yom Kippur. Nido Violedis Tevelas Kedar Kim Balele Yom HaKippur. Or Nido or Yoledis, their chiv is go to the mikvah at night. If the chiv, the seventh day, comes out at the night of Yom Kippur, they're allowed to go to the mikvah even the night of Yom Kippur. Baal Keri, a man that sees Keri, Zera comes out of him, is Toivlun Violedis Ad HaMincha. He could go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippur up until he davens Mincha. In other words, if he came about Keri in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, he didn't daven Mincha yet, he's allowed to go to the mikvah in order to daven Mincha. Like Rashi says about Keri, She'oseh b'divrei Torah k'dekayim alon Ezra tikkun tefillah l'baal Keri. His bizman Ezra was also to learn Torah, and who adin was also to daven tefillah if you're about Keri unless you go to the mikvah. So therefore, since on Yom Kippur you want to daven, you have a right to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha'yon kuloi. No, you can even go to the mikvah even after Mincha. Let's say you came about Keri after Mincha, still you're allowed to go to the mikvah to matar yourself. So what's this machlokes Tolyon? So Rashi learns that the Rabbanan hold, if you daven Mincha and then you became about Keri, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. You have to daven Tfilas Nila. The Rabbanan sheet the Rashi learns is that Tfilas Nila you daven Balaylam. Like on Mitzoy Yom Kippur, that's when you daven Tfilas Nila. So therefore, let's say you became about Keri after Mincha. There's no purpose for you to go to the mikvah now on Yom Kippur before the end of Yom Kippur, because you don't have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur. Wait till like after Laila, till it comes nighttime, then go to the mikvah, then you can daven Tfilas Nila. That's the Rabbonin Shita. Therefore Rashi says, according to the Rabbonin, they'll come out good according to Rav, that if you daven Nila, of course you do not have to daven Maariv, because according to the Rabbonin, when is the time to daven Nila? At nighttime. So since you daven Nila at night, you don't have to daven Maariv. Mashaykh Rav Yossi holds not like that. Rav Yossi holds that you have to daven Nila on the day of Yom Kippur. Therefore, even if you became a Baal Keri after Mincha, since you still have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah in order to daven Nila. So according to Rav Yossi, that the Tfilas Nila is like we do, we daven in Mavoi Joint when it's still daytime. Therefore, at night, you would have to daven Shemon Esrei over again, L'shein Maariv. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasha now. Hazav, v'hazovo, ha-mitzorov, ya-mitzoras. O boil nido, all these people are tome, a man that was boil nido. O v'tome mace, somebody touched a mace. His toivlo and kedak of Yom Kippurim. They're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even by day. Nido v'yoledis, let's say an ishin, it's a nido, she becomes Torah now, or yoledis, she gave birth, now she's becoming Torah. His toivlo is kedak and b'lele Yom Kippurim. They have the chiyah to go to the mikvah at night. They're allowed to go to the mikvah the night of Yom Kippur. Now, Baal Keri, what about a Baal Keri, a man that sees Zerah comes out of his body? Is Toivel V'hoyla Kola Yom Kulei. This is the theory now. You see, according to the Rabbonin, they're allowed to go to the mikvah the whole day. Even after Daven Mincha, still is allowed to go to the mikvah. Not like we learned before, that the Tanakhama before the Rabbonin said that you can only go to the mikvah up until Mincha. But once you Daven Mincha, and then you became a Baal Keri, you cannot go to the mikvah. And here the Rabbonin say a lotion of Toiv v'hoyla kol ha'yom kuloi. Mash for the whole day of Yom Kippur, even if you first saw the Keri, after you daven Mincha, still you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Rabbi Yossi Shita is no. Min ha'mincha l'mala. You could only go to the mikvah up until you daven Mincha. Aber min ha'mincha l'mala, once you're ready to daven Mincha, then en yochol litvel, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. So here you see the swords are just the opposite. Here Rabbi Yossi holds that you can only go to the mikvah up until Mincha. But once you daven Mincha, Mashma then Tfilas Nila, you could daven it at night time, so you don't have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Wait till after Yom Kippur, then go to the mikvah. So it's a stira. So Gemara says, no, like Kasha, there's no stira. Ho did soli Tfilas Nila, ho did loit soli. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, Shita is, the din to daven Nila is Mabai Joim. You have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the first Rebbe Yossi said that even after you daven mincha, if you became a Baal Keri, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because you're after davenila on Yom Kippur. The second Rebbe Yossi that says, that min a mincha l'malein, yochel itfol, it means in the case that you already davenila. Let's say like right after mincha, you davenila. And then you became a Baal Keri. But since you became a Baal Keri then there's no purpose to go to the mikvah today. You don't have to daven again today. Then Rebbe Yossi says you can't go to the mikvah after you already davened. For the Gemara, Ibit Soli, if you want to tell me now this test machlekes, is you already daven tefilas nila, so that's where Rabbi Yossi says you cannot go to the mikvah anymore on Yom Kippur. What's the svara of the Rabbonin? Why do they say you're allowed to go to the mikvah? They say no kol yom kulay. This mashma, even after you daven nila, still you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. For what purpose? You already daven nila, you don't have to daven anymore. The Teretz is Kosavri Rabbonin. The Rabbonin svara is that tefila bizmana mitzvah. The Rabbanon hold a new svarim that tefillah at the first time you could go to the mikveh is a mitzvah. So therefore, the mashal about keri, when he's allowed to go to the mikveh, right after he sees the keri, the zera comes out of his body, he's allowed to go to the mikveh. See, even though it's not for purpose to let you daven, you don't have to daven anymore. You already daven all the tefillahs. But since after you see the keri, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh, the Rabbanon shita is it's a mitzvah bizmana at the first time you could do it, and therefore the mitzvah is doicha yom kippur. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though you do not need it for the purpose of davening. You already finished all your tefillahs. Still, you're allowed to go to the mikvah because it's a mitzvah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So Mechlala comes out now to Rabbi Yossi Sava Lav Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, once you already davened tefillahs nila, you cannot go to the mikvah if you come about carry now, because there's no purpose for davening. I go to the mikvah because it's a mitzvah as soon as you could go. The Teretz is Rabbi Yossi holds that lav mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah to become Torah as soon as possible. For the Gemara, yes, you were steering now. For a time, you learned in a braisa like this. We had this Gemara on Shabbos, so we had the Gemara before, on Dav Ches. Hare Shehoi Yashem Kosev Absorei. If somebody had that, Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke, written on his skin. Hare Zel Yirchas, he's not allowed to wash himself now. He can't wash off Hashem's name. For La Yisrach, he can't rub himself. For La Yamad B'mlaka Matanufais, he can't stand in a place, a dirty place, because it's not nice, Hashem's name should be there. Nizdam the Lord tefillas mitzvah, let's say he has to go to the mikvah. Is karech olav gami, he has to put a leaf over it. The yorid v'tevel, then he can go down to the mikvah. Reb Yossi says, yorid v'tevel kadako v'achle yishavshev. As long as it doesn't rub off Hashem's name, he's okay, he could go to the mikvah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue the next tape, and we'll make this seam on the next tape. You hold him by the last daf of the Masechta, daf Peches Amud Aleph. Again, we're in the middle. Again, we'll start a little bit before. We're in the middle of the machlokes between the Rabbonan and Rabbi Yossi. If we hold Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, that means the first time you could go to the mikvah, if there's a mitzvah, but dafka to go at that time. L'moshel about Keri, as soon as you become about Keri, as soon as the Zera comes out of your body, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah right away. So do we hold it's a mitzvah to go right away, but mainly even on Yom Kippur? If you would become a Baal Keri even after you daven tefillas nila, so there's no purpose to go to the mikvah for further davening, still you would be allowed to go to the mikvah then, because it's a mitzvah to go as soon as possible. So first we said that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. That Rabbonin shita was you were allowed to go to the mikvah even after you daven nila, because it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bismana. And Rabbi Yossi holds no, if you already daven tefillas nila, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Mechal de Rabbi Yossi Sover, lav mitzvah. You want to tell me, Rabbi Yossi Shitr is, that it's not a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bismana. For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned like this, a Gemara on Shabbos, we had the Gemara before on Dav Ches, Hare Shehoye Shem Kosav Abasori. If you had Hashem's name, the Yudke Vovke was written on your skin. Hareza lo yichas. The loch ridge, you're not allowed to go to the wash yourself. Like Rashi says, shelo yimcha kes Hashem, you shouldn't come to erase Hashem's name. There's a law not to erase Hashem's name. For lo yisach, you can't rub yourself either, for the same reason. For lo yamed b'mokha matanufas, you can't stand in a place that's dirty, that has tzoya there, because you're not allowed to have Hashem's name there. Mokham kadush, davuk shabakadush, shabakadush, you can't be there. What about nizdamnen loy tfilas mitzvah? Let's say you became a bakari, and now you have to go to the mikvah. There's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. So the Tanakhama holds, Koirich Olav Gami. You have to wrap, put like a leaf around your skin, where you have the Shem's name written on it, like to cover up the name. Then viyored v'toivu. Then go down to the mikvah. So avada, this gami, this leaf, is not very tight on your hand. Otherwise, oblay bechatzitzo, it's stopping the water from going on your body. It wouldn't be a good tefillah in the mikvah. Just means do your best that you should not come to raise the name as soon as possible. And Rashi says, korechol of gami lohogin olav mishitof hamayim, to protect you from the strong water that's going to come in when you're going down to be tefillah in the mikvah now. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi says, Yored v'toivel kadarka. No, you can go down and be toivel the kadarka the regular way. Although you don't have to put any gami, any leaf over your hands. Obavachla yeshavshet. Over providing you that you do not rub your hands. In other words, you should not rub the Hashem's name off your hands. That's also. But you don't have to put a leaf over, just go down normally. The Kaim Lord we hold, like what's the machlokes over here? Tibetzfilah bizmana mitzvah pligi. The machlokes is there a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bizmana or not? That's the machlokes. So comes out that Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds, yes, there is a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bizmana. So as soon as, like, you become a balkari, to become tor, as soon as you could become tor, there's a mitzvah to go right away. So since there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah now, it's like called you like an honest. When you go down, the Hashem's name may become erased, but you're not doing it on purpose. That's not your purpose to go to the mikvah because of that. Therefore, you're allowed to go down even without putting a gami, without putting a leaf over it. Mashenken, according to the Rabbanan Shita, they do not hold it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah right now. It's only like a hechsher. If you want to become tor, go to the mikvah. So then they hold you have to prepare yourself, protect yourself as much as possible, not to let the Hashem's name come off it. So the Churitz's theory here, before you're telling me, Rabbi Yosi holds that after you daven tefillas nila, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, because tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. And now you're telling me, Rabbi Yosi holds, you can go down to the mikvah, and you don't have to put a string over your Hashem's name, because it is a mitzvah. So it's a stira. And it's a stira in the Rabbanans also. So the Moran says, Hahi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudi. No, Rabbi Yosi sheet himself about the whole tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. And that the Braisa before said that Rabbi Yosi holds is not a mitzvah, it's not Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudi Reimer, Dayo Letfilo Shetei Bachroina. He holds no. In the case we have a suffix by an Isha, which was a Nida, when she becomes Tor, we don't let her make a go to the mikvah every time possible as soon as she should become Tor, Mina suffix. But rather he says, Dayo Letfilo Shetei Bachroina. At the end, when we know Vada, she's Tor, then she can go to the mikvah. But she does not have to go all along. And the machlokes over there is because Rabbi Yosef Yud holds, there's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah stam as soon as possible. It's only at the end when you could become Tor, then you should go to the mikvah. So we have a suffix of what day you become Tor, you do not have to go to the mikvah until at the last day when you're for sure Tor. And really that's the machlokes in the Gemara Nida. There it's talking about an Isha that was Mapal. An Isha went out when she was pregnant, and then she came back, and we don't know what day she gave birth. So we don't know exactly which day is the Yemei Tyre ended. So every day we have a suffix is today, the day she could go to the mikvah. So Tanakama says that she has to go to the mikvah every single day, because Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehudi says, no, you don't have to go to the mikvah every single day. Daya b'tefillah she'atei b'achroina. So you see clearly Rabbi Yosef Yehudi, he's the one that says that Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. So before the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi, that was Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That there the Rabbanan said, yes, tefillah bizman is a mitzvah. That's why even after you daven tefillas nila, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yosi Yehudi Shita was, no, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah, because it's not a mitzvah. But here, Rabbi Yosi Shita, Rabbi Yosi himself holds about the tefillah bizman is a mitzvah. Now, Tosfos speaks out here, like, the Gemara only asked the steer in Rabbi Yosi. Like, why didn't the Gemara ask the steer according to the Rabbanan also? That before we said the Rabbanan hold, it is a mitzvah to be toivel. That's why they say you can even go to the mikvah even after you daven tefillas nila. And here at Samashma they hold you have to go put a gami, a string, a leaf over your hand. Mashma's not a mitzvah. But they said that really wouldn't be a kasha. That's true, they hold it's a mitzvah. That's why before you're allowed to go to the mikvah even after you daven tefillas nila. But just over here, even though it's a mitzvah to go, so what? You could still protect yourself as much as possible not to let Hashem's name be erased. So therefore, there's no theory here in this Rabbanan. The Rabbanan here just machmir and say, put a leaf over your hand in order not to be deicha this inyan to take away Hashem's name. The Yoyit Tosa says, if they covered Hashem, it's covered Hashem. Avim Rabbi Yosi parach mekol shchein, but according to Rabbi Yosi, it's a stira. Madach Rabbi Yosi holds that even though the inyan of covered Hashem, still he holds you're allowed to go to the mikvah normally, because tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. So how come before Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to go to the mikvah after you daven tefillah nila? Mashma, it's not a mitzvah. That's the Gemara's terrace. That enech nami, Rabbi Yossi himself holds it is a mitzvah. And before it wasn't Sam Rabbi Yossi, before it was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe v'yatona Rabbon, Horoya keri b'yom ha-kippurim. If somebody on Yom Kippur, whether it's the night of Yom Kippur or by the day of Yom Kippur, he sees keri, some zera comes out of his body, and the fortune speak out, the body we're talking about now, where you didn't cause it upon yourself, where like you didn't eat too much beforehand, or you weren't thinking bad things, that like it happened by itself. So locker is, that's next Gemara. The vowel is Haroya keri b'yom ha-kippurim, is Yorid v'toivel. You're allowed to go down to the mikvah today on Yom Kippur. Ule erev, and by night time, yishavshei. You should like rub off the keri that's on your body. Rub it off. So why do you have to rub it off for? So Rashi says, yishavshev. Well, there is Rashi mishum chatzitza. Because the keri, the zera that's on your body, it's like a chatzitza. It's stopping the water to coming onto your body. So therefore you have to rub it off. So Gemara's mashma, when do you rub it off? First at night time. So for the Gemara, l'erev, at night time, it might heavy. Like the person already went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. What is it going to help you first rubbing it off at night time? It's too late already. Like the way Rashi learns, if it's a chatzitza, you have to do it beforehand. So Gemara says, Ela'ema mi be'erev, yishavshe. Itaka means before Yom Kippur, that's the way Rashi learns, before Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, you should rub yourself, clean yourself well. And Rashi has the girsam, kisova mitzvah l'shavshe. Because we hold it's a mitzvah to rub yourself before you have to go to the mikvah. Like Rashi learns, l'erev sakadaitach, michitovil, v'solak maim hanile, this is the kashim. At the having minar is, you have to first rub yourself, clean yourself at night time after you went to the mikvah. For the Gemara, what happened already? Shivshon chatzitza, heavy. Like when you went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, you didn't rub yourself yet. So you didn't clean yourself, so it can't be good. Same on Miberif. Rashi learns, the esmol, on Erev Yom Kippur, it means, Yeshav Shei Cholod Matzmoy. Everybody should clean himself very well and rub himself. The chamin in hot water. Shim Yira Keri Lamachos, Lu Yitzuyi tomorrow on Yom Kippur, you'll see, you become about Keri, some zera will come out. You'll be able to go to the mikvah right then, and your body is already clean, so you won't have to make another chatzit, you won't have to make another shifshuf, or rub yourself on Yom Kippur. You just have to go to the mikvah. And that's where Rashi's Gur is, Kesava Mitzvah L'Shavshev. In other words, before you go to the mikvah, there's a mitzvah to clean yourself completely. Because even though the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Takonis Ezeriz, L'Shavshev Yichof, that's only the Sar. So here there's an inyan to rub and clean your hair before you go to the mikvah. But on the rest of your body there's no real inyan, it's only a mitzvah. So kosav a mitzvah l'shavshev. There's a mitzvah Rashi learns in Erev Yom Kippur, you should wash yourself, clean yourself very well, that lo yitzui on Yom Kippur, you see, carrying, you'll be able to go to the mikvah without washing yourself. That's where Rashi learns. The rif, the attack are not gurus the word like kosav a mitzvah l'shavshev. Now that gurus the Gemara says, Ele'ema mi be'erev yishavshev. It means like this, it depends when you saw keri. If you saw keri there in the daytime, it's still lach, it's still wet on your body, so you don't have to rub it off. Like it's not a chatzitz yet, it's lach, so you can go to the mikvah the way you are. Ma'ashenki mebe'eriv, if you saw the keri at nighttime, so then you first want to go to the mikvah the next morning, so overnight, like it dries up on your body, then you shavshay. Then you have to rub it off, clean it off in the morning, before you go to the mikvah. And the way that girsa, you're not gurus like we have in parentheses, you're not gurus, kesava mitzvah shavshev. Because it's not only a mitzvah, like this pshat, it's mi'ikar adin. And if you saw keri at nighttime, and it dried up on your body, and you want to go to the mikvah by daytime, it's called a chatzitza. So the only way you can go by daytime is if your mamish rub it off, like make a rechitza before you go to the mikvah. That's the way the rifas gurus. But the ma'isa b'zman is there, we don't do this, because this is only b'zman ha'gemara, when you had takonis Ezra. Now the halacha then was, if you become a bal keri, you're not allowed to daven. You can't learn, you can't daven. So since you have to daven on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. It's not a nis to rechitza, because you're not going to enjoy yourself. You're going because of the mitzvah, tefillah, so that was mutter. But b'zman is there, after the mavato takonis Ezra, that you're allowed to learn Torah, allowed to daven, even though you don't go to the mikvah. So even if a person is machmir b'zman is there, and he goes to the mikvah, still on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. The Zman is there, we don't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Mora, Toni, Tono, Kaimid, Rav Nachman. Somebody learned in front of Rav Nachman that Horoya, Kerib, Yom Kippurim. If somebody sees Keri on Yom Kippur, that is what I meant. Here they speak out, it means that not that you saw it because you ate too much, because you jumped, because you had a Hirurim Royim, you're thinking about bad things. But it happened by itself. stam in the middle of you're sleeping by without kishri, stam zera came out of your body. Haroya kerub yom kippur is avanois of mechulin loy. You should know it's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechul your all your averus. It's like a nice simon. It's a good thing. All your averus will be forgiven. For the Gemara about Tanya, and other brachos are not like that. Avanois of sedurin, it says no, your averus asedurin mashm. All the averus are straight. They're right in front. There's a whole seder. There's a whole list of all the averus. Mashma the opposite. You're a rasha. And the Gemara, my sedurin, what does it mean? All the averus are a seder, are in order in front of you. It means sedurin limochel. It's an order in front of you that they should be mechila. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mechil all the averus. That's one brisa. Tana the Rabbi Yishmael, haroye kerib yom kippurim. If somebody sees keri on yom kippur, either by night or by daytime, is yidoy kol hashana kula. He's supposed to worry the whole year. That whole year he has to worry. Like he doesn't know what did he see about Kerry for. There's two reasons why he could have seen it. Now, if he lived throughout the whole year, muftach loy shu ben olam haba. Then it's a good simin, and it's a sign that you're a ben olam haba. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, teida, I'll bring you a raya. What's the good simin about it? Shekol olam kula rov. The whole world is like hungry. For who seveya, and he's satisfied. So Rashi learns like this. Haroya Yakarib Yom Kippur. For Leibim is Kavan. He didn't have Kavan. He didn't do it in the Chavin. Is Abunaisa Mechulin. Simin Toivu Zeh. It's a good Simin. Yira Zerav Yarach Yom. As if to say you'll have a lot of children and you'll have a long life. Now, that's only if you live throughout the whole year. Now, this whole year is Yida Kol Hashana Kula. You have to worry this whole year. You're not for sure why it happened. Because Shema maybe like Kiblu Tani Sain. Maybe the reason why Hashem made you so Zera now was because Hashem doesn't accept your fasting. V'yaspiyuhu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu like make you satisfied, b'ma Hashem b'yodim l'aspiyoin, t'yevet ha'moizah kais l'rabboi. Like a slave, a master, a slave that's giving his master a kais to drink, v'shofach l'kitin ha'ponav. And the master takes the glass of water and throws it back on the slave's face. So maybe that's what Hashem is doing to you. Like you want to show you want to fast today in Yom Kippur, and Hashem is not accepting your fasting. He's like throwing it back to you. So he's making you survey, he's making you satisfied. So that's why you have to worry that whole year, like in other words, like do tshuva the whole year, because maybe it's because you're a big Russia. That's why Hashem did it to you, and then you should die throughout that year. So therefore that year you have to do a lot of tshuva, be worried. But let's say you live throughout the whole year, the trash of Yom also Lashona, Shaloi Meis, you did not die that year, then Muftach Loi, it's for sure, She Maisim Toivim Yesh Biyod, you're a tzaddik like, She Aginu Olov, that your Maisim Toivim protected you, O Ben Elam Haba, you're Ben Elam Haba, Teidah, bring you a proof, She Rekol Olam Rov, Mi Tashmish, the whole world on Yom Kippur, it's also to have Tashmish Amita, like everybody's hungry to have Tashmish, and they're not allowed to, Vusaveya, and this person was satisfied. Like when the zera comes out of your body, even though he didn't do it b'shas tashmish, but still in a certain month, it's called he had a satisfaction. So who sabeya? He didn't have to have pain. He didn't have pain. He didn't have painful this thing. And without his das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied him. That's a simon that he's a Yenomer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Teida, Yishkol Elam Kula Rov, Vuhu Saveya. Ki Oster Rabim, Rav Bivin came and said like this, Omer, Mafishchaya, a person that sees Zera on Yom Kippur, and will live throughout the whole year, is Mafishchaya, he's going to have a long life, and Sagi Yomaski, Trashi Mafishchaya, Zeshuroi Kerb Yom Kippur, Svu Yomaski, Bebonim, Uvnei Bonim, Shekach HaSimen, Yira Zera Yaruch Yomen. He'll have a lot of children. This is the simon Hashem showed him Zera on Yom Kippur, as if to say, I'll have a long life. He'll be Zeicha B'chaim. He'll have a long life because of this. And the Mefarshim speak out, the Faket, you have to give a Shvach V'dot to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like if you lived out the year, you have to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is giving you Arichas Yomim. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Just want to say one little hadron here, at the end of the Masechet of Yuma, the last Mishnah we're learning about Tshuva, the last Mishnah ends off. That Doros Reb Lossi Ben Azayim, the Mikol Chataseg L'Hashem Tetoru, then it goes to Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, if Nemi Atem Metarim. So he says two things. Mi Metar Rezcham Avicha Shabashmayim, who is Metar Rez Hashem? Shenema Bezerak Yalechem Mayim Torim Metartim. Then V'yoyim another Posik,
Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That my mikveh mataras etzmeim hafakadosh baruch hu mataras Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikveh. Just like mikveh is mataras etzmeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mataras Yisrael. So question before us, why does Rav Kivi have to say two things? First he says is that Avichin Shabashmayim, who is mataras HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenema v'zorak yalech imayim torim. And then it says mikveh Yisrael like a mikveh. What are the two different madregas here? But some of the Farshim want to say there are two different ways how you can do tshuva. Certain times is that you need siyata d'shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has to help us. We're so far away that we can't do it by ourselves. But we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. That's his first madrega. We have to know mi matar eschem avichin shebashemayim. That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and helps us. Shenema v'zorak yalech imayim torim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself throws down upon us mayim torim without our own sake, without us doing anything. Hashem alone is matairus. But there's a bigger madrega then. But v'yoyim a mikveh Yisrael, sometimes a person is like a mikveh. We know a mikveh stays still, and the person has to put himself into the mikveh totally. If you put yourself into the mikveh, then you have tyra. So certain times like tzaddikim, you yourself could put yourself in the matzav of tyra, you yourself throw yourself into the mikveh. The melech kodesh baruch hu is matar you. But these are like a bigger madrega that you could help yourself. Like if a person himself wants to come and do taiv, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesayayim. And we always say, B'derach Shodem Lelech, Reitza Lelech Molichin Oysayim. Whichever way you want to go, that's the way they help you. So if you yourself make the way to go the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And that's the beginning of the Masechta also, that Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yom Kippurim is Nafrishim Kain Godol. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kain Godol B'Teres Tyro. We want him to go away from his house to come and live in the Beis Hamikdash. Like he has to know now he's going to do the Avodah in Yom Kippur, he has to prepare himself for 7 days in advance. In other words, he himself wants to make his own Torah by himself. He wants to prepare himself to make himself Torah. That's why 7 days in advance he starts to prepare himself. But he himself is putting himself into this midah of the mikvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be matar you. That's really the end of the Masechta. Let's ask more. We also had the Zinyan of Zera, of a Balkeri, that you really have to go to the mikvah because of this. But Amola could be your tzaddik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you that he himself gives us a Torah. That he made you a Balkeri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mainly for the fact that you yourself want to have Torah, so Hashem like puts you into the mikvah to show you he himself will give you the Torah. But that's what this whole Masechta Yuma was about, the end. The whole Avodah Yom Kippur is to matire ourselves, to bring the Karbonos, to do certain things, in order that we should have Torah. And we know the Seidat Varim is after Yom Kippur, then we have Chag HaSukkos. Because they say Chag HaSukkos is only possible to go into the Sukkah after you have Torah. After we have our forgiveness on Yom Kippur, then we can go and live in the Sukkah. Which really, going into the Sukkah, Mamish, like we'll see in the Gemara soon, is Zecha Anani Yaakovid, like a Mamish going to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Mamish like a mikvah. The only mitzvah we have, that we do a mitzvah with our whole body, goes into the mikvah, is only mitzvah Sukkah. The Mamish for 7 days, we leave our house, and we go into the Sukkah to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole body goes in. That's a dugma to a mikvah. That you put your whole body into the mikvah. And that's only shaykh to have a sukkah stack after a yuma, after a mesechta yuma, after you have the tyrum, then we can afford to go into the sukkah. Right, now we're going to sukkah.